Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
This came on.
This is Ruth.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
Hi, Karen. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm struggling with my knee, but other than that, I'm fine.
Well, did you go to the doctor yet?
I go tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll have some good.
I won't be on the call tomorrow. It's a 9:15 appointment, and it means I've got to leave an hour and a half ahead of that.
At least, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Okay, going down in. Are you going in Yakima, or are you coming over this way?
No, I'm going over to, over your way. I'm going to the same clinic that had operated on my shoulder.
Oh, uh-huh.
Guys just specialize in specific joints.
That's good. Where is what hospital are they?
Well, it's not a hospital. Clinic. And they will be they'll be doing it in the hospital.
The who hospital?
The Swedish.
Swedish. And what clinic is that you go to?
Oh, I'd have to go get the name. I don't have it in front of me.
Is it in Seattle?
Yeah. In fact, it's right close to the Swedish hospital. It's up in that area.
Uh-huh. There's plenty of Phil Hill. Plenty of things up there. Well, here come the people. Here come our friends. I can hear them speaking on.
Yep. Mary Lou is here.
Oh, hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Karen.
How's it down there in Salt River Valley?
It's getting nice. I mean, it's getting cooler. It's, I think, going to be like 100 day or something. It's be very nice.
Isn't that cute? It's going to be cooler.
Yeah.
Only 100.
Well, listen, did I ever tell you the story when I was a kid? I went running over to a friend's house, barefooted no less, and I knocked on the door and no came. I knocked again. Finally, the door opened just a crack, and this mother is peeking through the crack. She says, "What do you want?" And I said, "Well, can whoever was so and so come out and play?" She says, "What's the matter with you? It's 118 out there. Go home." To me, it meant nothing.
Wow.
That's cute.
Karen, this is Donna. What is the host? I know you dial 2015 star, and then what is the host number?
It is 55986 pound. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me call back in. All right, bye.
Anyway, Mary, you haven't signed in, or you're not coming on to the internet?
I'm coming on. I called in first. I'm on my way. I'm on my laptop today. I want to make sure everything is working for our uprising on Saturday.
For your what?
So I'm coming. Our event on my laptop is quite everything.
I didn't get what you were saying.
We have a big event on Saturday.
I'm looking at my
I just want to make sure that I can get on with my laptop. So I want to make sure everything's up to date.
Yeah.
Is somebody calling you, or are you skipping every other word sometimes, Mary Lou?
Oh, it's my cell. Or, no, it's my home phone. Is that better?
Sounds good. Not skipping right now. I thought maybe somebody was calling you because it's not all the time.
Maybe.
So. Yes, we have an uprising on Saturday, the Pathfinder uprising. It's not them uprising, it's all of us wanting to be able to offer the answers to all of the toxic problems that there are out there. And so usually people are going to be having some people over, and we'll have speakers from the WebEx. We're having one here also. And we'll feature probably the environmental pack, but at least the water, and probably a couple of other products.
Hey, Ruth, what happened to all the pictures that are on this first page? You've only got our picture on.
You only see your picture?
What?
I see all the pictures.
I don't. I only see our picture.
Anybody else only see Clyde and Karen?
I see everybody.
Well, that's weird.
That is weird.
She's saying she has her camera on.
I didn't understand what you said.
Did you say you had your camera on or on the WebEx?
No, I'm on the WebEx, and I just don't see, you know, I see everybody's name there. I see Mary Lou and Ruth and Nancy and Fred Gilmer, but there are no pictures. Their names are there, but there are no pictures. Clyde and Karen Eastwood have a picture.
You may not have other pictures. Just a minute, I'm going to turn this, I'll change the slide. You may not have other pictures either because you haven't completely loaded.
What do you mean I haven't completely loaded?
Your WebEx isn't complete. It's loading. Like sometimes, you know, I'll think I'm going to show some slides and I've only, and it only loaded half of them or something.
Oh.
Or two of them. Now do you see the chart, the 10-point chart?
Sure. The chart is in front of me.
It's complete?
It's complete.
You know what's weird is she named off a lot of people that are on the call that I don't see on the side.
Really?
I only see myself and Dennis and Ruth, Donna, Karen, and Margaret.
Go back to the original. Oh, now everybody's picture is there. Martha.
Oh, okay.
I have Martha too, but I don't have Donna. You have Donna?
Oh, no.
Right at the top is Donna. But it's 5 after. It's time for us to get started on a Tuesday morning with Karen Eastwood, diamond distributor, consultant, and wonderful friend.
Yes. Well, I want to welcome all of you to a transparent, terrific Tuesday. And I have to tell you that I heard something that was very interesting this last Sunday, and it really helped me to put into perspective what we're trying to achieve here in this lifestyle call. And I was listening to a spiritual leader, and he said, God is not nearly as concerned about where you have been, but he is very concerned about where you are today and what direction you are moving for your future. And the speaker also said, and I'm going to paraphrase this, God, allows us to repent from our past. And so my question to you all is, do we allow ourselves to repent from our past bad choices in our health? Do we beat ourselves up about our choices that we've made? I know I do. And do we then, do we take the positive approach and say, this is where I was, and wait a minute. Do we say that is where I was, and we allow ourselves to repent, or in other words, I don't need to use the word repent, but change. In other words, do we change, and then do we acknowledge, now this is where I am right now, and this is where I am taking my future. In other words, set our goals and know where we're going for our future. So with that little introduction, I want to tell all of you that I have had some difficult times in the last few months between my husband and now me with my knee. And I have found one startling thing about me is that, well, with Clyde, there were other I was traveling so much, taking care of him over, going over on the other side of the mountain, that I didn't always I wasn't always able to get the food I needed. But right now, I'm stuck in my home. My knee is bothering me, and I have made some very bad choices. And when I read this, when I heard this last Sunday, it really helped me to put in perspective of where I am right now. Karen Eastwood has made some bad choices these last few weeks. But you know what? That was in the past. I am now changing. I am setting goals for myself. And one of the goals is to always have, see this chart that's on the screen right now? That chart, to me, is critical for a person to stay focused throughout the week on what they're going to do for themselves. What is the path they're going to take? So with that, I'd like to have us all report on our past progress, but I also want you to report on the good things that you are going to implement so that you can really create a good future for yourself. And I want all of you to know that I'm so excited about Donna Neighbors. She told me last night what she has accomplished. And usually when we do this reporting thing, I don't call on somebody specifically to start out, but I want Donna to tell all of you what she has been doing and what has been the results of her measurement of success. Donna, can you share with everybody?
Okay. Well, I've been very, very consistent taking my supplements, and that's so important. Before, I just wanted be that consistent, but I got my lab report back last Monday, and this is really something to me because my inflammation has been like at 20 for a long, long time, and now it's down to 10. In 3 months, it came down to 10 points. And
now that is your inflammation,
whoa,
right?
Uh huh.
Okay.
My inflammation, your CRP, your heart, and you know, your inflammation within your body. And it came down 10 points. And I really believe a lot of the Nikan products because I've been taking the progesterol, I take the Siaga juice, and not only that, my good cholesterol came up. It was 48, and now it's a little over 50, which is good. And also my A1C came down, well, it's 7. It was 7.3, but I want to get that lower. But, I don't know, I was just really surprised because I've taken fish oil before and my inflammation did not come down. But since I've added the progesterol and the Siaga juice, they both help. It's my understanding they both help with inflammation, and the progesterol also helps to raise your good cholesterol. And during all this, I've lost a total of 42 pounds.
Can you guys imagine what has happened with her? What a wonderful way to be able to chart your success. Those 42 pounds, oh, man, that is exciting. But just think about all of those other tests that she's had, and she has improved her opportunity for a very healthy future. Anyway, I just was excited about what Donna told me last night, and I'd like to now hear from the rest of you and have you tell me what are you doing to measure your success? How do you feel like you're coming? Don't all speak at one time.
Well, I first of all want to congratulate Donna. My goodness, what a change she's made in her life. And I'm just very, very, very proud of her. I'm kind of like Karen. I don't have any excuses. I just have kind of fallen off the track. And I saw a thing this morning that said, those of you that judge me by my past, it went something like, those of you that judge me by my past, they find out that you are a part of it. So how quickly you can become a part of it. So I love the fact that every single day we get up and it can be a brand new day. And on it. I told everybody to print out this chart. Today's Tuesday. I haven't printed mine yet, and I'll go get it right now. So, since I've not been able to be out walking, I felt like that was a huge contributor to my success. I haven't gained anything, but the scale has not gone down anymore for me.
Well, I think that's wonderful that you haven't gained anything if you've not been able to walk. Mary Lou, that's wonderful.
Right. And my carotid arteries, I don't know if I told you guys, but my doctor, I had CT angiogram. And my carotid arteries are clear, and I think that's got to be the Skjalgen progesterol as well, because I have really, really been good about taking, well, that and my Jade Greenzymes as well. But Skjalgen progesterol, I really think has been the key for that. We can reverse the damage we've done. Kids.
And that's the whole point. That is the whole point. And so all of you listen up and figure out how you're going to reverse your damage you've done there.
Okay. Was I still breaking up real bad?
No.
Okay.
No, you're doing good.
Okay. Karen, can I share a story, a Nikan story?
Well, right now let's let others
report. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Now, is there anyone else that would like to report?
Hey, Karen, this is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
I appreciate your remarks at the beginning this morning. They were very good. Your introductory comments were inspiring to me. But actually, once upon a time, I followed the 10-point block chart faithfully. Somehow I got dropped it by the wayside, and now I'm committed to going back to it. I really, the key points for me are the 10-point chart and the color-coded ones. I look at them faithfully and try to go by them more than I was before. And I know I've been negligent in my record keeping, and I do have I have a whole bunch of charts filled out, so I have no reason. I don't even have to run and make copies now. I've got them there. All I have to do is take my pen and keep a record. And I have, I'm using the Nikan products faithfully. I know they have been, and I had a disc or a growth once, which caused the growth to go away, to disappear, then it came back. And honestly, it seems like it's disappearing again. It's much smaller than it was, so I would not do without my Nikan, progesterol and immunity particularly I'm using daily. And so I know I'm on the way to better health and that I like.
Thank you, Margaret. That's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear what you are having happen for you. By the way, those remarks, I was just copying somebody else that I heard who really inspired me. Okay, who else has something that they'd like to report? Okay. We want to move along because we've got lots of good material to cover today and not a lot of time. You know, yesterday Mary Lou was talking about soy and how it damages our bodies. And today we're going to talk about a mineral that we all know that it's excellent for our bodies, and that's iron. We know that iron is critical for good health, but too much iron, and this is shocking to me, too much iron can also be devastating to your health. You know, the medical condition which accompanies a deficiency of iron is known as anemia, and we all know that. And your body needs iron to form the hemoglobin and the red blood cells that carries oxygen throughout your body. And that is really critical for good health. But your body also uses iron to form a number of proteins and enzymes. And without iron, your liver wouldn't function properly. Your body couldn't make cells, and lots of the normal everyday chemical processes you rely on would fail. And all through the years,
manufacturers have been fortifying our different products that we eat with iron. And the result is that we have breakfast foods that are fortified. We have all kinds of foods that have been fortified with iron. And people that iron, if it builds up in your blood, it can be a problem. They said that too much iron can be a medical liability. When your body absorbs too much iron, it stores it. This excess iron then will become a liability for you because it doesn't bind to your cells. It floats throughout your body doing damage to it. And think about iron. You know, if you take an iron object and leave it outside in the elements, you know, rain and all, it'll rust. Well, you know that free iron in your body will also undergo that very same process. High levels of iron in the body are associated with the development of heart disease, cancer, arthritis, diabetes, and liver disease. Too much iron contributes to the free radicals. Anyway, how in the world do you take care of this problem? And there's a number of factors that will help you to be able to take care of it. Now, it says, there's another thing that they say in this article that I was reading. It says if you take a multiple vitamin, it probably also contributes to your excess iron. And you know, I immediately went to the men and women vitamin that we take, and guess what? It does not contain iron. I thought that was so interesting. And they say another way that you can contribute to having too much iron in your system is if you drink alcohol. I never knew that. If you cook in cast iron pans, or if you drink water from a well that contains iron. There's a lot of different ways besides just our food that we eat. And it says that older men are at a higher risk, and women aren't as at a high risk because, I thought this was interesting, it's because their menstrual cycle, which helps remove excess iron from the body, and so therefore a woman won't have this high buildup of iron. But men do have a high buildup. It says one in two men are at risk of disease from too much iron in their system. And there is a simple solution of how to counteract this. You visit your doctor, getting your iron levels tested. Now, here, a doctor may say, you don't need that. But this article said, you be stubborn and you be your own advocate. Even if your doctor thinks you don't need the test, insist on the test. The test will measure a substance called ferritin, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N. And if your levels are over 100, then you're fine. Under 100, then you're fine. Anyway, and then there's another thing you could do, and I thought this was interesting. You can plan to donate your blood at least once a year. And some people can't donate their blood because maybe there's something wrong with it. But then there's another process that they encourage you to do. It's where the doctors can actually take blood from you. They don't donate it to anybody. They just dispose of it. And it says that you can have a therapeutic phlebotomy, I don't know if that's a correct, if I'm pronouncing this, done at a lab, and then some blood banks will perform that procedure with a prescription. So anyway, now, to be able to take control and protect your health, the solution is easy and it's inexpensive. The first step in taking control is getting the information you need. So, be your own advocate for your own good health. And advocating for your own health is just a part of our being more self-reliant and knowing that we can accomplish things without somebody else telling us what to do. Anyway, I kind of skimmed through that. If any of you want more of the details, I'd be happy to share that with you. But Donna is going to share with us about a mineral that is also vital for our health, and I want Donna to take over at this point.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Neekin's liver support. It's so important. And I'm going to talk about the ingredients in liver support. The Kinsen liver support supports liver detoxification and metabolism. And the liver is our second largest detoxification organ in the body. The largest being is our skin. And many times that is why our skin often reflects the body's general health. The liver filters the blood and breaks down harmful compounds into harmless components that can be excreted from the body. It produces bile to digest oils in the diet, and toxins in our body can include prescription drugs, which can also cause liver damage. And also, our liver function tends to decline after the age of 40. And I just think Neekin is so great because not only do they provide the liver support, but also the magnetic and far infrared products, which also help to release toxins from our body. And also, the Neekin joint increases the release of toxins from the body too, which is, I don't know, it's just amazing to me that we have such great products. And also, the liver support helps clean and maintain liver function as our body, our other body systems heal within our body. And the sarsaparilla helps in blood cleansing and detoxification. The artichoke enhances liver function and boosts bile production. It also helps with the bad cholesterol. It helps the triglycerides and also increases the good cholesterol. Poor liver function can lead to skin breakouts and eczema as toxins not handled by the liver try to exit through the skin. The liver formula can help clear up our skin problems, even things like psoriasis, and I have that, and the Neekin products really help me with that. I don't know about anyone else, but it helps me. And you can also open up the liver support capsules and mix it with juice or food. Excuse me. And the other thing that is in liver support is N-acetylcysteine, which is NAC. And NAC is used to counteract carbon monoxide poisoning. It's used for chest pain, bowel duct blockage in infants, Alzheimer's disease, allergic reaction to the anti-seizure drugs, and eye infections. NAC is also used for reducing levels of a type of cholesterol, which is a possible risk factor for heart disease, and the risk of heart disease, for heart attack and stroke in patients with serious kidney disease. Turn my page here. We also use NAC for chronic bronchitis, COPD, hay fever, head and neck cancer, and lung cancer. It's also used for treating some forms of ear infections, complications of kidney dialysis, chronic fatigue syndrome, and also helps in preventing sports injury complications. It helps in radiation treatment. It increases the immunity to flu and for swine flu and for detoxifying heavy metals such as mercury, lead, and cadmium. And also, NAC is used for preventing alcoholic liver damage. It protects against environmental pollutants, carbon monoxide, chloroform, certain herbicides, urethanes that are, in plastics. And it also helps with drugs that are used for cancer treatment. This is so much information. It's unbelievable. It's also used for preventing kidney damage due to certain x-ray dyes, and healthcare providers give NAC by IV when someone has had acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, overdose. It helps in kidney failure in the presence of liver disease, chest pain in combination with nitroglycerin, heart attack in combination with nitroglycerin, and helping prevent multi-organ failure leading to death. And the other product that is in liver support is taurine. And taurine is found in, it's a protein found in breast milk, meat, and fish. And they also say it's possibly effective for congestive heart failure and inflammation of the liver, which is hepatitis. And of course, we can't make any medical claims, but I just love these products. I don't know how anyone else feels about these products, but I just really feel like Nikan has put these together. They've researched it, and it's just a great combination. Does anyone have any questions?
You know, where did you find that information?
Where to find it?
Mm-hmm.
From Focus on Growth, it's Joanne Stipendia. She puts that booklet out. You buy it, and it tells you about all the Nikan products. And, of course, there's even more information about liver support on the quick reference sheet. I mean, there's more detailed, long words, and I just wanted to keep it simple. But that's where I got this information.
Thank you. Boy, it's loaded.
It is, and there's even more information. It's just too much to put on here. You have to...
Now, last night we were whittling it down big time, but what Donna has just shared with you, I think, is incredible because, you know, just like several have mentioned this morning of taking the Siaga and the
Progesterol.
Progesterol. And, you know, to think that you can have your levels of cholesterol come down. And what was yours? Your inflammation? I mean, those are incredible. And you know, this isn't just you saying, oh, well, I think it's done this or that. Mary Lou and Donna have gone to the doctor, and they've had tests done. So they have a very correct scientific way of measuring the success that they've experienced for their bodies by using these Nikan products. We are just so, so blessed to have access to something like this. Why would we not be telling everyone that we see? You know, yesterday a friend of ours, some of you might know her, Kathleen Anderson, she was talking to a woman and put some product on her, and this woman had such amazing results. She turns and says, how come you're not telling everybody about this? And then Kathleen kind of glanced, you know, didn't take it too seriously. And this woman kept coming back at her saying, you should be out there. You should be giving lectures. And she went on and on and on about how wonderful it was to be exposed to this product. And you guys, we are all the messengers. And if we don't deliver the message, who's going to? I mean, it's an incredible thing that we have here. So, I would like to encourage all of you to share, and I don't mean, you know, all of you need to share it the way Ruth and Dennis shared it with Clyde and I. Very low-key, very, just in total friendship, never being pushy. And, you know, we really have something special. So, anyway, do any of you have questions or comments? We'd love to hear comments.
Well, I think this is very exciting. We're doing a WebEx on Thursday night. Karen, can you get Kathleen to come on and share that story for us?
I will talk to her and see if she
wants. We're trying to shout it from the WebEx.
I'll tell her that. I'm going to make a big note here.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I need some details. I think I need too many details. If I could have... A list of things that Donna reported, I didn't get all the details of her lowering of her inflammation and the other statistics that she had improved. I'd like to have that to be able to send out in the weekly letter. That's not always too weekly. Okay, I'm behind again. But also some of the name of the pamphlet or book that is that Focus on Growth, and then I'll put that in there so people can order it.
Hey, you know, Donna, we didn't have that written down in detail. Donna's just sharing, you know, off the top of her head. So, Donna, maybe you could write down some of those details of what you in your test and email that to Ruth. And you know what, Mary Lou? I would like to encourage you to do the same, because these are details that all of us need to have, and Ruth can send it all out to us.
Actually, if I have just a few of the things, a couple of them that are enticing, I like some of the things that are helping the skin care cleaning, because if I put too many details in, people won't read it because it'll be too fast. But
yeah.
If I put just the results that they get, and this is how come they did that, or something, just briefly where they got the information, that, then they, people can go and get their own pamphlet and do that. I can't make it too big, or they won't read it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you cannot imagine how Donna and I whittled down things last night. I mean, she had all kinds of medical terminologies that we just pointed out. Hey, and by the way, Ruth, you brought up skincare, and you know what? Next week, our daughter, Charlene, who is really big into natural things, is going to come on and share with you some things she's learned about skincare products and what can happen to you if you're using the wrong ones. Donna's going to talk about our Neekin skincare products. And then Charlene will also use that she uses to make her products. Anyway, next week will be interesting, I think. Anyway, that's our discussion, and we'd love to have any other comments if anyone else would like to comment or ask a question.
Yes, I have a question. You were talking about a WebEx or some meeting that they're really going to talk about the skincare products. What is that exactly?
Ruth on Thursday nights has a WebEx, right?
Is that the one where the skin products are going to be talked about that you were just referring to?
The one that we're going to talk about is next Tuesday on this call. Donna is going to talk about some details about the skincare products that Neekin handles, and I have a daughter who's really, really big into natural things, and she's going to talk about what can happen to people if they're using skincare products that are not really good for you, and she'll also share with you some ways that you can create your own skincare products. But we have such wonderful ones that I'm not sure everybody will want to create their own.
Okay, thank you. I get the picture.
Okay.
Ruth, can you tell me what email to send you my information about my lab
work? I'll send you an email, and then you can reply.
All right, thank you.
Say, Ruth, could you do the same thing for me? This is Doug, so I can send you a picture or something.
Okay, I'll just give my email.
Okay.
I'll write it in here, and then you guys will see it on the screen.
It's also on the front page, isn't it, Ruth, at the bottom?
I sort of thought it was. Let me check. Yeah, there it is, right there.
Is it all
right? Okay, it's Gmail. Okay. Is that right?
Yes.
Not .hurton@gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's our discussion for today, and we just appreciate all of you being on here. And go out, and Remember that it's not where you've been, but it's where you are right now and where you're going with your future. That's what counts.
Well, remember that. Thank you very much, Karen. That was a good discussion.
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey.
I only have 13 things to choose from about what I want to talk about. I can't even make up my mind. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.